here at 89 years old, do you still come up with ideas?
Yeah. Sometimes I see something they may be working on, and I tell them, hey, good idea, get with it. That's really maybe better than what you think it is. I still spend a lot of time, sometime, in product development. More time than anything, I go, what are you doing? As opposed to what you ought to do.
The color orange, how did you settle on orange for your products?
That's an often asked question because not a lot of construction equipment is orange. I knew it ought to be yellow because construction equipment at that point in time was yellow. I thought this was construction equipment, but I was painting some other products. They were orange, and so when I went to paint a trenching machine that I was proud enough to paint, orange was what was in the gun, so I just painted it orange. It looked okay to me, and so I just left it that way. I didn't want to fool with two paints.
Today, everything is calculated and developed and studied and agonized, and some of this just fell into place.
We like to take credit for a lot of things, but we honestly love a lot of things. Somehow there was good fortune smiling on us.
Yeah. You operated in downtown Perry for many years, but we're sitting out here on a nice piece of ground, a campus, and a huge building. When did this begin to develop here?
We moved out here in 1960. This was a dirt road down there. In fact, employees would get stuck. If it rained, they get stuck coming to work. I'd pull them out to get to work. In my mind, when I started out here, I knew that I-35 was to be built that time and that ultimately this probably would be at least a paved road by then. It became the main connection point later.
How many acres did you buy?
I bought 80 to start with, and then very quickly, we had to do a lot of testing. So we need some test ground, and I didn't want them digging out in the front yard here, so we bought another 80 behind, and so we've just kept adding on side end. But we're situated on what originally was a school land section. This was school land. We had to expand some, so we had to buy another 80 acres of it. And my friend Henry Bellman helped us. No special deal, but he told me who to see in order to buy another 80 acres. And that's where our product development building and our training building and our electronic building are sitting on that 80 acres.
How many employees here today?
1,000 plus.
How many engineers?
I wouldn't even guess. We don't wear tags. We may have people who are doing engineering who are not engineering graduates. If you've got the ability and the skill, that's where you're going to wind up. You don't wear your degree around here, or you don't wear a tie, or you don't wear a coat unless it's cold.
You have a real family feel to the company, and you have run it that way, haven't you, for years?
Sure, it is family.
These people have come here to embrace Perry.
They didn't come here to grace Perry. They grew up here.
So there's a good work ethic?
You bet. I don't know compared to what, but I think for us, yes, yes. Good attendance. I feel compassion. This is a town of 5,000. Only about half the people have a Perry address. The other half commute from Covington, 20 miles west of here, Pawnee, which is 27 miles east of here, Stillwater. Many of them commute at least a 30-minute drive. We have a few people who commute from Edmond because of a spouse's employment or something. I look at the list every once in a while, and occasionally we'll have somebody who commutes from as far as Fairfax, and several who commute from Enid, as highly employed as Enid is. We still have people who commute from Enid